pearls. What made you think that I was one of those girls? Take back the gown, the gloves, and the hat. I may be down, but I'm not flat as all that.
RadioGorgeous.com.
This week, I am with gorgeous entrepreneur Harriet Gubbins, who is a couture dress designer. Harriet, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, Jo.
Hello. Harriet, tell me a little bit about how you got into designing clothes.
Well, it really came to me, I suppose, later than some people, at the age of about 22. All I wanted to do was make clothes for people, having been a very amateur dressmaker, and realised I needed to be a pattern cutter and needed technical skill. So I walked into the London College of Fashion and said, help.
I just walked in off the street
because right. I'd heard of it.
Yeah.
And said, you know, help, can you help me and teach me? And they said yes, which was great. I ended up doing 2 years there because I did one general year of pattern cutting, general pattern cutting of clothes. And I was good at that. And so they let me do the third year of the degree tailoring course because I wanted to do tailoring and jackets and coats and all these kind of yummy things as well. And so then from there, at the same time as being at college, I used to make clothes for all my friends, which then became friends of friends.
You're very clever at making clothes. You've made me a dress before, I must add. You are amazing at it. One of the things that I love about you and the way you design is that you are not afraid of colour, are you?
No, I absolutely love colour. I did actually discover from listening to some radio show that I am a synergic or something.
Really?
Which is where you every word that you hear and in your mind's eye, it's a colour as well. So I have colour running through my head when everybody is speaking.
And
as
so
well.
When people come to you and say, please make me this lovely jacket, you go, you don't want it in grey, you want it in fuchsia or blue.
Initially, there was that craze of everybody coming with their colour. Colour chart, Colour Me Beautiful things, I remember all okay. of those, and I used yeah. to get very excited about that, but literally I used to say, you know, put it away because I can tell what's going to be wonderful on you, and you're looking at people's, what's going to suit them and their eyes and their thing, just by holding bits of material and colours up towards them, you're going to see what's fantastic and what colour suits you.
So coming back a bit, so you were at London College of Fashion and then you did all of your tailoring course, and then were you going to go and get a job?
Well, this is the thing. I thought I was going to leave college and go and work for somebody else and be the technician within their business, having, you know, recently qualified to be the pattern cutter. But basically, it just didn't really ever happen because I was always completely busy the whole time with making clothes for friends and friends and friends. And I suddenly discovered I had a sort of small business on my hands, naturally, which led from working initially in my bedroom, which I hated because it was so unprofessional because my bed was there and things like that. So at that stage, I managed to ask the house I was living in whether I could take over their garage as well. So I put the bed in the garage. And so that I had my bedroom as a nice little studio room, which I felt was more professional. And then I went from there, I went to a studio where I worked really hard for a long time before I then went to my first shop, which was in Chelsea. And that was wonderful. I worked there for a bit. And then I moved to a shop in Notting Hill. And then I got married and had two little babies pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And so couldn't really cope with the shop side as well as the couture side. And the couture side, basically individually designing and making for lovely, lovely girls, which is who I dress, basically all ages of fantastic women.
Yeah.
That's the bit I absolutely adore. And I couldn't do that as well as having a shop. So I decided to go back to a studio.
And you've got a studio now in Fulham, haven't you?
I've got a studio in Fulham that I've been in now for about 12 years, I think.
And I have to say that it is an Aladdin's cave of the most beautiful colour. You go in there and it's like being enveloped in red and pink velvet. And there's beautiful pictures all over the walls of all the amazing dresses you've designed. Because you've done a lot of wedding dresses, haven't you?
Yes, I've done lots. I'm basically sort of 50-50 between wedding dresses and just clothes. So if you can wear it, I'm going to make it for you, basically. I always say to everybody, from a fluffy pink shorts to a wedding dress to a coat to a suit to absolutely anything that you're going to wear, I will make for you. But the way that it works is they're all individually designed, and therefore individual couture patterns are made from your measurements. So it doesn't matter what size anybody is. they're going to be cut to flatter your their shape, individual yeah. shape.
So that's very interesting, isn't it? Because if you have your own individual pattern made, you can come back and then you can make more gorgeous jackets and more gorgeous dresses.
Yes. The thing is that the way that it works is I would draft up a couture pattern and make that into a calico to begin with. And that is a cream sheeting sort of fake dress, jacket, whatever we're making for you in the style of the drawing. I would fit that to you immaculately. Also then talking about all the variations on theme that you could have, different collars, different necklines, etc., different highs and lows and ins and outs and star lines. That then gets taken back to the draft and your actual pattern is made, which would then be what your article of clothing would be made from. That pattern could then be used again and again to make different outfits on a similar basis, or the same fantastic dress for a different season in a different material or something like that, but all being individually fitted right from the start of each outfit again.
How amazing. What a skill to have. Incredible. But I'm very interested to talk to you about your latest venture, because one of the things that you told me was that your customers always, you persuade your customers into quite a lot of clothing, but the one thing that everybody always really loves is this amazing coat that you've designed. And you are in the process of launching the Harriet coat. Tell our listeners how this came about and what is the Harriet coat?
As well as making all these fabulous girls, fabulous clothes all the time, which I love, I wanted to have something that was going to be bubbling along in the background that they could also buy that was on a sort of more of a ready-to-wear basis. And I have this coat, which I've been making for myself for years. I have probably about 10 plus of them, all different materials, different seasons, different everythings. And I wanted to have launched this coat as something that could be bought through my website that would be in two sizes. Now, the clever thing about this coat is that actually within the two sizes, you can basically, no matter what size you are, from perhaps a 6 to a 20, you would be able to fit one of the two sizes.
So describe the coat to me.
Well, it is a sort of slim, swingy coat. So not too much swing.
So it's fitted around.
A-line. Yeah, it's got a very distinctive, neat, narrow shoulders.
Right.
Because that is a particularly flattering thing, is that no matter what size the rest of your shape is, quite often your shoulders don't grow when the rest of your body grows. So it's not necessary to have extra big shoulders just because you perhaps might have put on a few pounds because yeah. you've had a baby or you are just older.
Yeah.
You know. So the distinctive thing is it's got this lovely little sort of polo collar, these narrow shoulders, three-quarter length sleeves, which are really flattering on everybody.
The three-quarter length sleeves are incredibly flattering, aren't they? Because people get very worried about coats, and actually it's very nice to have a bit of cuff showing.
I think it's really fabulous to show shirts or jumpers, or you can wear, you know, long gloves or whatever, but even long shirts that are flapping around on your hand with the three-quarter length on the coat sleeve, it just looks great.
RadioGorgeous.com.
So it's a beautiful coat to wear because it feels like a proper fitted coat around your top, but then it sort of swings out, so it whatever's going yeah. underneath, it doesn't matter, but it's got these lovely pockets yeah. on the side and these big buttons, so it's very flattering, isn't it? And it's a
really
very easy coat to wear,
and it's very easy to wear, and you literally can wear it to absolutely anything that you might go to every day, all sorts of activities, special occasions, just doing walking the dog or going on your school run, but you also could wear it racing or to Ascot or to a wedding.
So it really is incredibly versatile. And people have worn them to weddings and race days and graduation ceremonies and walking the dog. And you wear yours all the time to everything, don't you?
I wear one of mine, yes, all the time. And the pockets are a great thing because everybody's always got, you know, keys and phones and everything, and just to have these big pockets where you know everything's safe and inside is great.
And tell me a little bit about the fabric you're making them in, because usually when you go and try and find a coat, it's quite boring. You get navy blue or khaki or grey or black, and people sort of have those kind of colours in mind when they go and shop. But being you and hearing everything in colour, your coat, the Harriet coat, is a very different thing. Tell me about the fabric.
Well, the thing is, I know that I'm now making this without personally being able to persuade anybody to think, and the coat has got to stand on its own, and you're going to want to have to buy it just from looking at it. But having said that, there is always some fantastic colour that is going to look equally, if not, in my opinion, much, much better than a slightly boring black, brown, whatever. Even the girls who think they can't ever wear anything apart from black will see and do see, oh my goodness, how fantastic it looks to have something that's got a bit of colour. It just makes you happy, and everybody, you know, comments on it. It's just an exciting alternative to something that's really quite dull. So what I've done is, just for this new winter season, first initial launching of this coat, I've made it in three colourways, which are, there's a tartan, which is a grey tartan. It does have a black stripe and a red stripe on it. Black.
It's when you say grey, it's a sort of slightly mauvey grey.
Yeah,
so it's actually quite a grey
with a slight hint of lilac, but that's sort of giving you a wrong impression, I suppose, because it's not lilac. But
no,
it's a hue of a grey that is not a brown.
And it's lovely tartan wool. Where's it from? Where's the wool
they
from?
They all come from the borders of Scotland, where I come from originally. So everything is, all my materials are bought in Britain. And in fact, the coats are made also in England as well. So everything is British.
Fabulous.
In it.
So you've got this lovely tartan, quite a striking grey tartan with a black and red stripe through it. So that's one star that you're launching.
That caters for the girls who have to wear black. They've got a small black stripe.
And then for the bolder among us, you've got two
got
other fabrics.
Two most favourite colours at the moment, which are really wonderful sort of orange, burnt orange Shetland wool, which is a slightly lighter weight one, which could be worn on sort of slightly not quite so cold days, but still a winter coat. And then I've got a thicker blue, really wonderful sort of royal blue, bright, bright blue, amazing colour.
It's sort of felty, isn't
it,
the wool?
Yeah, and it's got it's a thicker winter coating that it's got a felty texture to it.
And they're warm, they're cosy, but they're also very stylish and comfortable. You can wear them with handbags, you take them out all over the place. Tell me about the lining, quickly.
Well, I wanted to have a signature lining that I could have in all. And because I am planning to make three more in the spring and then three more again the following winter and basically do six a year, depending on the seasons, I wanted one lining that could fit everything. And so it's palish with lilac and orange stripey lining, and that lining will be in all my coats, no matter what colour they are or what season it is.
Fantastic. Well, I can tell you from personal experience, because I was lucky enough to take some photos for you in one of the coats, they are all so flattering and so comfortable to wear, and I felt fabulous in them. And actually, we did a photo shoot and wandering around, everybody was looking at these coats. They're very eye-catching and they make you feel fabulous when you're in them. So I love them. Tell us, how can you get hold of a Harriet coat?
Well, you need to go to my website, which is harrietgubbins.co.uk, and on there you will see, as well as my couture side, there will be a page, very obviously, for the Harriet coat.
Fabulous. And you're doing a little launch, aren't you? Tell me about the launch.
I'm going to do a little launch in a cafe called Kensington Coffee on Kensington Church Street on the 19th of October, starting at 6 o'clock, which is going to be a launch of the Harriet coat together with a friend of mine called Daphne.
Oh, tell me about Daphne.
Who's doing a bit of PR for me.
Okay, tell me about Daphne.
Well, Daphne I met a couple of months ago. And she's a complete girl about town and girl about everywhere, really. She gets around all over the place and gets herself photographed in my coats all over London and, well, France and wherever she goes. She's very well travelled. And she is going to be at the launch as well. And so everybody's going to meet Daphne on that day.
Fabulous. Well, Harriet, I wish you the very best of luck with the Harriet coat. And I urge every listener to go and have a look at harrietgubbins.co.uk and have a look at the Harriet coat, because they're fabulous. Thank you so much for being with us on Radio Gorgeous.
No, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
RadioGorgeous.com